Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
Steve Alsterman in for Scott today. Scotty, be back tomorrow. Good to be with you here on What's on Your Mind. If I've not met you before, nice to meet you through the radio. I am one of the owners here at Flag Family Media, along with Scott. And my title is managing partner, which means I get to figure out when stuff goes wrong most of the time. I have a great team here and love doing what I do. Probably my passion in life is building, professional passion, building organizations like this one. And building a business, and very thankful for a whole bunch of things. I thank the good Lord every single day for this great, great team of people that work here. I get to work with some of the most talented and passionate people that I've ever met, and really, really good at what they do. Thank the good Lord every single day for everyone who listens, consumes our product, whether it's on the radio or a podcast or social media, people that come to our Flag Day party coming up on Wednesday. Very, very thankful for you, and also very, very thankful for the many businesses who support kind of what we talk about here. And they do it because it's a great return on their investment. We hear that all the time from people. They say, this is the best advertising I've ever done, because people that listen to our station, they listen for a long amount of time, they're very passionate, and they will go and support the businesses who are advertising here because they feel like, okay, we're in this together with these businesses here. So I would encourage you to do this. I know when commercials come on, people think, oh, I would say this. Look at it as an opportunity to learn more about a product solution or a service solution that you might need sometime. And when you hear these people or when you see them, when you're at their business, make sure you let them know that you appreciate that they stand for the flag and that they are good patriots just like you. So just a word on that here as we get rocking and rolling in the second hour of the program. When I sat in helping out one day, a month and a half ago, something like that, I told Kevin, I said, something's been on my mind. I kind of wrote it all down. And I gave it out as sort of like my personal prescription for what America needs. And I've had a number of requests for people where people say, will you please give out that list again next time you're on? And so I want to do that here this morning. I would ask you to listen when I go through this list of 7 points here. What would you add to this list? And I call it the right set of answers. And I might be missing something. I might have something on here that doesn't need to be on here. You tell me, 701-271-1100. This is more than it's a radio show. I want this to be a conversation today, and I want you to feel like you're the co-host. So 701-271-1100. You can also text us and let us know what your thoughts are on what we're doing here on the program as well. So give us a text. It's 701, and Kevin, help me make sure I got this right, 237-1590.
That is correct, Josh.
237-1590. Give us your comments by text as well. That certainly works. So here's the deal. We're heading into what is going to be the most bizarre election cycle of my lifetime, probably in American history. You've got Joe Biden, who looks like he's dead to rights on this bribery thing. You've got Donald Trump, who's been indicted now twice. And this one doesn't look good for him on the documents thing. It kind of is all going to come down to, you know, how the jury is going to hear this. And if they feel like they're out to get this guy, he could do some time. He absolutely could on this thing. So it seems these days like all the attention is on the people, larger-than-life personalities. In the case of Joe Biden, people who struggle to walk and talk and all of those things. The shame in all of this is that we've reduced our political process to he's good and he's bad. I like this guy, I don't like that guy. And I believe to the core of my being there are votes out there to be won if conservatives would argue a lot more about policy and ideas than people. We all know Joe Biden's a faulty president. We get it. But are we giving people anything better to subscribe to? Americans are desperate for hope. They are desperate for some optimism, someone to tell them things can be better in this country. We live in this culture of fear. Everybody's afraid of everything, and everybody's stoking the fear about everything. And if someone would just articulate why conservative principles work, you could win some people over to your side. In 200 years, America became the best country in the world, and it wasn't even close. We became the economic center, the cultural center, the opportunity center of the entire world. Everybody wanted to have a little bit of the good old USA in their society. And they want to travel here to hang out with us. They want to learn about what we do and replicate our systems. They want to strive for that economic opportunity. And what was this great society built on? Well, there are seven things in my mind that made our country great. And I would love to see somebody on the campaign trail speak with pride about these things. So here's my list. Number one, one nation under God. You are free to believe whatever you want in this country. It is a free country, and you can believe in whatever God you want to believe in. But please respect one nation under a Christian God and the rule book that has led us to have such a flourishing society. That's number one. Number two, you get what you earn. You show up, you work hard, and you get what you deserve. You don't get what you might think you want. You don't get what someone else thinks that you should have. You don't get what maybe your grandfather deserved a while ago and it just never got around to him. You get what you earn. That's what made the settlers successful. They took a knee, looked up at the sky, and said, okay, God, let's go. I got to do this myself because there's nobody that's going to save me. We have become so used to people coming in and saving us or hoping for that, that we've forgotten you get what you earn. Number three, you fend for yourself here. If you take a risk, you might fall flat, but you might get rewarded. And if you do, congrats to you, but don't expect other people to bail you out. That's why you have friends and family. You fend for yourself here. It goes hand in hand with number two, you get what you earn. So that's number three, you fend for yourself here. And when things are good, you put away a little bit of money so that when things aren't so good and those times are coming, that you can fend for yourself. Number four, in this country, we respect law and order. We will have police and they will respond, but also to deter. And if you commit a crime, you're going to face a penalty. We don't decide, we shouldn't decide, if it's a crime based on how much room we have in the jail or if you shoplifted enough stuff to meet the criteria. If you do the crime, there's going to be a penalty for that. We've somehow gotten away from this, and we've convinced people, well, it's okay for you to steal because things have been tough for you. That's not what built this country into the kind of place where people wanted to hike hundreds of miles through the Mexican wilderness to get here. They did not come here to try to get into a society where there is not law and order. That is why we are a shining star. Number five, if you come here, it's a privilege, and you'll have to show that you can add something to our country. This is how it used to be. And everybody likes to say, oh, but we're a nation of immigrants. Right. But immigration was a different concept than it is today. In this country, we got built the right way because we came here the right way. And you had to show that you had to have a job. You had to show that you were disease-free. You had to have somebody to vouch for you. Have you ever taken that trip to Ellis Island and seen that processing facility? Yeah, there was criteria. And back then, people didn't go around saying, oh, you're just being mean to people who have had it tough. No, if you come here, it's a privilege. That's why we want strong borders, kind of going back to we respect law and order. Number six, kids grow best in a home where there's a mom and a dad, and one of them is in the home most of the time, especially when the kids are little. Get it. There are some situations where both parents have to work. I am not judging that at all. But we know the kids grow best in a home where there's mom or dad. Maybe mom's a breadwinner. That's fine. That's your family's business, not mine. But somebody has to be there when the kids are little. There's just no way getting around that. I heard it said one time that kids are like Jell-O. You got to pour in the other stuff into the Jell-O before the Jell-O gets hard and sets. You know, like if you're putting... We used to put pears in lime Jell-O. That was my dad's big treat growing up. So that's the deal. You had to pour in the pears before the Jell-O got hard or they'd just bounce off the top. Well, kids are a little bit the same way. And when you've got a parent in the home, it's not a guarantee of anything, But we know the kids grow best in that situation where someone is there to shepherd the young ones along. And number seven, you cannot overspend what you earn or you will end up in trouble. You will end up broke and you will end up in trouble. There are no exceptions to this rule. It doesn't matter if you're talking about you, your company, your society, your church, your nonprofit, whatever. You cannot overspend what you earn. Somehow along the way, people have looked the American public in the face and said, it's okay. We can borrow without a plan for paying it back. It's okay. And nowadays, we just say, okay, well, this is what government does. This is how they do it, and they've done it for forever. Well, we're getting to the point right now, with any metric you want to use. I've heard economists say, well, if your GDP exceeds what your debt is, you're okay. It doesn't work. There are no situations ever in the world where this has worked out well. But we're looking the American people in the eye and telling them that this is going to be fine. Nothing to see here. Just move along. All right, 701-271-1100. What would you add to this list? What would you take away? Your comments on it when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
The affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Did you know that there are several different types of crop hail insurance policies? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We at Irie Insurance want to help you select a hail policy that will best protect your crops and bottom line from a hailstorm. Give us a call today to schedule a time to meet with an Irie Insurance agent. For our contact information, go to our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, if you're not hungry right now, I'm going to take care of that for you, because the gang at PetroServe USA has got some great lunch specials ready to go for you. Valley City, Harwood, 12th Avenue, I mean, there's just every location's got something good. West Main Avenue, they got meatloaf for Sloppy Joe's. At NP Avenue, 205 NP Avenue, Swedish meatballs today. Glendon's got the pulled pork, and man, are those sandwiches good. In Yulin, tacos on the 45th Street. store, they've got meatball subs, and those meatballs are not like the tiny little meatballs you get in the can of SpaghettiOs. These are big honking meatballs. You got to have good honking meatballs.
You do. It's a thing, sub. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else on that sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, you got one.
Exactly.
You had one job, meatball. Be big and get
load
on the
it
sub.
Up.
That's right. Chef's Choice at Valley City, Harwood, and 12th Avenue. But good lunch specials. Home-cooked food every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Hey, I also want to let you know that there is some good stuff going on at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. It's every day made better. They've got a splash super pool now on hand there, and this thing is the bomb. It comes in 11 different sizes. You can basically turn your backyard into a resort. Set it up in less than an hour, $50 a month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997, the splash super pool. On display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck. So check that out right there. Okay, we've got a couple of texts that have come in on Steve's, I don't know what you'd call it, Steve's Rules for
list,
Conservatives.
The List for Life.
List for Life. The right set of answers is what I'm calling this one here. So, all right, first one is... like what you say, especially about not spending too much money. We go broke as people if we do that. Why can the government not do the same thing? Yeah, 100% right. Thanks for that text. Another one has come in saying, oh, why are you not going to give me what this thing? I don't know. This, my text queue is acting up here a little bit today. All right, let's check the email. Let's try emails. Good old-fashioned emails. Got a little bit better shot there. Emailer Matt says, 100% right on parents being in the home. I always had mom at home when I was little, and she kept me out of a lot of trouble.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I did, too. We were a farm family, so... you know, somebody was at home all the time, and generally you were happy if mom came around and not dad, because dad was a little tougher on us about that. Another one, Hannah says, we respect law and order. Yes, 100%. We need to have a strong southern border and making sure that people are not coming in when they should not be. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you right there. So... thank you very much for sending that in, Hannah. So hopefully you found something there that you like. You can give us a call as well at 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100, and let us know if you want to add anything to the conversation there. All right. I've got a article I saw today, and I want to do a little segment right now I call Paragraph 10. A lot of you... who have heard me before on the radio, on Short Attention Span Radio, when I do with Alex and Kevin here earlier in the day on Needing a Morning Show, I will often say the best stuff in that story was sitting in paragraph 10. Like, a lot of times they'll give you a story and you're like, okay, and then you read through it, and then at the end of the story you say, oh,
you made me read all of the nonsense to make me get to the point.
Yeah, exactly. And so... I found a story that came from, this was on valleynewslive.com, and they had put a story out on their website, and it had a quote from Planned Parenthood, and they're talking about suing in North Dakota about the edict now that there's no abortion in North Dakota because the Supreme Court overruled Roe versus Wade, returning it to the states, which triggered the North Dakota law. That, you know, abortion is illegal here except when women could face death or a serious health risk or a pregnancy caused by rape and incest only in the first 6 weeks. And Planned Parenthood, of course, comes out and says, well, this is not going to stand. And what I thought was interesting here is that the statement from the representative from Planned Parenthood says, this ban has vague, confusing, and non-medical language that has left providers without any clarity over when they can provide abortion care to pregnant people. So this is about 10 paragraphs deep, And it just reminded me of the never-ending assault on common sense when they say it limits abortion care for pregnant people. Okay. If you don't know that there's only one gender that can become pregnant, then I have to doubt your, what do I want to say, credibility as a functionally thinking organization.
Right.
Because we don't have pregnant people. We have pregnant women. Women are the only ones that can get pregnant. I don't know how many times I've seen, and you know, look, I don't care how people live. Whatever you want to do is your own business, but I have to chuckle a little bit when you see video of Pete Buttigieg and his husband sitting in a hospital room, and Pete's husband has the hospital gown on like he just gave birth to the baby.
When in actuality, they're visiting him for his testicular cancer examination. I mean, you know, that's the kind of... I know you've seen the videos. Charlie Kirk is out among these people. Ben Shapiro's out among them. You have conversations about, well, what is a woman? And Charlie Kirk had a person that looked like a man say, well, I'm a man and I have a womb. And he's like, well, then you're not a man. And boy, did they unload on him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, no, you're biologically, you're a woman. You look like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Go through this. I don't even know why this is a thing. I don't even know why we're talking about this.
Well,
there's no such thing as transgender anyway. You can't transition your gender.
That's a good point.
You're a cross-dresser. You're a tomboy, whatever. Yeah. That's what it is.
The one I chuckle at the most is gender-affirming care.
Oh, I will write.
If it was gender-affirming care, it would help you be a better male or female.
Yeah.
Not try to do something else. That's not gender-affirming.
That's dysphoria-affirming.
Yeah, it's theory-affirming.
Right. It's your feelings. It's your feeling-affirming.
Yeah. Text line, if Donald Trump goes to jail, it's over. You better bet your bleep that if we are 100% behind him and stop this, this will be the new normal. I think they meant to say if we don't stop this, this will be the new normal. Stand up and support the man. Anything else is total surrender. Well, what do you want? I get it. I understand that. I don't like it either. What are you saying that we should do? If we don't stop this, this will be the new normal. I don't know what we can do at this point, but I guess, whatever. So, Steve, your number six should be your number two. Families are the face of this country. Your number one is not any God because there's only one God Almighty. Okay, I think they're saying that, yeah, Almighty God deserves to be worshipped by everyone. He didn't need to create us. We owe him more than you can imagine. Yeah, 100% right on that. All right, when we come back, Anthony Watts, a meteorologist and senior fellow at Heartland Institute, is climate change causing all of these wildfires? We're going to talk about that coming up next.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump is waking up in Miami this morning to face criminal charges brought on by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. Trump is accused of unlawfully keeping U.S. national security documents and lying to officials who tried to recover them. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found a vast majority of his fellow Republicans believe the case to be politically motivated. Trump's court time is 3 p.m. Eastern for an initial appearance in the case. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says his team is ready to go.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
The Denver Nuggets are the 2023 National Basketball Association champions. They defeated the Miami Heat 94-89 last night in Game 5. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear.
They started doing business in 1908. How about that? 1908 at H.A. Thompson & Sons. And since then, they've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contracting all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. You got to have good indoor air quality. Doesn't matter what time of year you're talking about. If you have a healthy air supply, it's going to make you feel better. You're going to have less issues with people, you know, coming down with viruses and things like that. You can remove or add humidity to the air, and depending on what environment you work in, you might need a little bit of both. They've got some great tools to do this. And so when you're thinking about building your building or maybe renovating something, always a good idea to give H.A. Thompson & Sons a call and just have them come take a look at what you're doing. Say, hey, is there anything simple, easy that we can do, inexpensive, that can be effective and helping us make a good situation here? HATNSons.com, HATNSons. Just a little shopping tip for you this week, too. If you're shopping for something for Dad for Father's Day, the Big Deal Store at AM1100TheFlag.com or AM1090TheFlag.com will take care of you. You get an extra 15% off right now with the code DAD. So, for instance, you can get a $20 gift certificate to the Clubhouse Indoor Golf Lounge. It's normally $12, but then you get an extra 15% off of that. So you're getting a lot of, like, half-price stuff, 18 holes of golf at Pebble Lake, normally $56, marked down from $81. Well, you get another 15% off that. Tailgater Sports Cafe, FM Redhawks. There are a ton of great deals on the Big Deals page. Just go to those websites and check that out there. You're going to see big savings already. You put in promo code DAD, and you save 15%. So some pretty cool stuff there. All right, 9:34 here on What's on Your Mind program. We're pleased to be joined today by Anthony Watts, and we've had Anthony on the program before. He is a meteorologist and senior fellow at the Heartland Institute. Anthony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Appreciate you taking the time out of your day. I wanted to, first of all, before I ask you about the wildfires, I want to ask you the question I get asked a lot. People say, I hear you, Steve, talking about that there's a lot of fraud in this climate change agenda. A lot of it's a scam. They're just trying to pick the winners and funnel government money. But what do we say to people who say, well, the science shows that carbon emissions are leading to all these things? It's been proven. There's data. And it's beyond a shadow of a doubt that man-made activity is changing our weather. What can we say to people like that, Anthony? Where do we start to try to counter that narrative?
Well, I would go back to the medieval times, where it used to be that when the weather changed and did something radical, they would blame witches for it. Seriously, it's almost that bad in the case of the wildfire situation, which has no relationship whatsoever to carbon dioxide emissions. And I want to say something important to you. You said carbon emissions. Stop saying that. carbon dioxide emissions. There is no such thing as carbon emissions. That's a shortened thing that the left has used to basically, you know, make the whole thing go better for them. But the bottom line is that with these wildfires, there was no connection whatsoever to carbon dioxide emissions in Earth's atmosphere. In fact, these kinds of fires have happened before in 1790. For example, right after the American Revolution, the entire northeastern United States went dark one day on May 19th, 1790, went dark. It was called New England's Dark Day. And what happened was there were fires in Canada, and prevailing winds pushed the smoke that way. And with the combination of weather events and the fires and the smoke, it was so dark people had to light candles in midday. Now, that happened well before the colonists started driving gas-guzzling SUVs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what if that happened today? I mean, can you imagine? They would be locking us in our homes, and we would be wearing masks everywhere for the rest of our lives, and they would be bulldozing any gas stations or oil change centers around, no question about that. All right, so first lesson I'm taking from you, don't say carbon emissions, it's carbon dioxide. And I've heard people say, you know, actually there is really no limit to how much carbon dioxide the atmosphere can take in, because that's what the plants and trees and vegetation use. Is that true?
Up to a point. At some point, there will be a saturation point of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, where adding additional carbon dioxide won't make any difference whatsoever in terms of warming the Earth. We're actually getting fairly close to that saturation point now. Once we get up to around 800 parts per million, there will be no additional warming. But see, the Earth has experienced these levels of carbon dioxide before, back in, you know, the Pleiozoic and so forth. And these times, yes, the Earth was warmer, but it didn't, you know, the Earth didn't disappear. The Earth didn't crash and burn. Yes, carbon dioxide will make just a little bit of extra warming, but it's not going to be catastrophic. That's the thing.
So when you hear people say, you know, the glaciers are melting, rivers are getting too hot, and we're killing vegetation and killing animals and fish and things like that, are there any documented cases of that actually happening, or are these people, these things people say just to try to frighten people?
Well, there is some glacier loss, that's certain. However, I mean, how important is a glacier to everyday life? I mean, you wake up and think, gosh, I hope the glacier's okay today. I really need it. You know, people don't do that. As far as animals dying, that's bunk. There's been these claims of mass extinctions that are starting. You know, the climate muppet, Greta Thunberg, has said, you know, we're in the middle of a mass extinction. Well, where? Show me the bodies. They aren't there. They're just not happening. You know, these are all kind of boogeyman sort of predictions that people make basically to scare you. And if they can scare you, they can control you. And that's the whole thing.
I think that's the point, is that a scared people are easy to control. And it happened with COVID. And I'm amazed, Anthony, how many similarities I see between the COVID scares and what we're seeing now with climate change. And unfortunately, we are creating a young generation of people that are scared all the time because we're telling them something or another is going to kill them. If this doesn't get you, that will.
Right. And it's a sad thing, because there are a lot of young children who truly believe they have no future, that the Earth is going to, you know, fry itself because of carbon dioxide, and we're basically going to hell in a handbasket. They believe this. It's sad. It's in my
How dare
view,
you?
Yeah. It's, yeah, it's childish.
You know, you've done it now.
How dare you?
Oh, she's...
Well, and Greta Thunberg, her prediction that, you know, basically this year the world would come to an end if we didn't do something 5 years ago, obviously is not going to happen, just like, you know, all the other things that have been talked about over the years. So you really have to be really determined to keep up with this. The problem is, Anthony, if you listen to any network newscast, if you read anything in a major media publication, it really seems like the climate change narrative, or the climate, whatever you want to call it, the climate storyline, is being taken as gospel and is being presented in news stories as settled science.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the problem is that we have we have an army of journalists now who don't pay any attention to doing real research, you know, looking at what's really happening, trying to find the background behind the story. They're just pushing the narrative. I mean, and these fires that we had last week and the orange sky in New York City were the perfect example. The mainstream media grabbed that and ran with it as far as climate change is concerned. But when you look at the amount of, when you look at the data and you look at how wildfires are in the United States, you look at the data for wildfires in the United States, the trend is down since we started getting data in 1926. Same thing for Canada. If you look at from their forestry database, the trend in fires is down. If you look at it globally, NASA has been using satellites to look at how many fires are burning around the world. The trend is down globally. And so if the trend is down globally everywhere for forest fires, how can this be caused by climate change, which supposedly is getting worse?
Yeah, the question is, Anthony, how do we get people to listen to that? Because besides yourself and a handful of other people on social media, there's not a news network that is saying what you're saying. We don't hear this narrative hardly ever. Maybe on our program you will and so forth. How do we get somebody at Bloomberg or somebody at ABC News to look at these things and say, boy, there is another side to this story?
You know, it's a tough question. We've tried, and we try to talk sense into people. For example, the biggest science writer out there is Seth Borenstein from the Associated Press. I have talked to him until I'm blue in the face. And it's like talking to a piece of wood. He doesn't absorb anything new. He is totally convinced that, you know, the Earth is on its way to hell in a handbasket, and the carbon dioxide is the reason. And so I don't know. How do you reach people that will not accept new information? Lock them in the room and brainwash them? Well,
yeah,
maybe that's what's needed, because it seems that's happened to them in reverse.
One of the people I follow on social media is a gentleman named Steve Malloy, and he writes a blog, and he had this post a couple days ago. I want to get your thoughts on it. He says, carbon 14 dating shows only 12% of atmospheric carbon dioxide added since the year 1750 is man-made, much too low to be the cause of global warming. Does he have a theory that works here?
Well, there's a lot of dispute about how long carbon remains, or carbon dioxide. See, there I did it. I've made my own mistake. Carbon dioxide remains in the atmosphere. And there's this residence time argument. Some people say it only holds into the atmosphere, you know, a few years because it gets taken up by photosynthesis with plants and trees. Other people say, mostly the alarmists, that it will last in the atmosphere for thousands of years and it doesn't get taken up. I think you could find the answer in the fact that, yes, carbon dioxide has increased over the past 100 years or so. You can watch it and you can see it going up. But a good portion of that's coming from the ocean. The oceans store massive amounts of carbon dioxide, just like soda pop. You know, you have soda pop on a warm summer day, and if you shake it up, it fizzes out. The warmer the soda pop is, the greater the reaction. You know, it's explosive almost if it gets really hot. Well, the same thing with the oceans. There is some natural component to warming. And so the oceans are warming somewhat, and they're outgassing carbon dioxide. And so, yes, it's getting warmer. Yes, there's some carbon dioxide. But what science has still not been able to nail down 100% is how much of that warming is man-made and how much of that warming is from, you know, natural things that are happening in the Earth. They just don't have that answer.
Anthony, we're up against a hard break, but I want to ask you about carbon capture and that process that's happening now. Do you have another 5 minutes to hang with us?
Sure thing.
Okay, thank you for doing that. We're going to be back with Anthony Watts. He's a senior fellow at Heartland Institute. We're going to ask him about carbon capture, how this plays into this whole conversation. That when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim on USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You're there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Turned around to some little town I'd never been to before.
Okay.
Working my way through.
A little heavy for a
Sunday
morning,
though.
Okay.
Just telling Steve in the break the song "Wait in the Truck" from Hardee's. It's like that, and it's basically on a guy that meets a girl who's abused, and he tells her, wait in the truck, and he goes in and takes care of business.
Okay. All right. Hey, reminder, tomorrow, 11 to 2, here at 2852 Thunder Road, our big Flag Day party. We got food trucks. If you are law enforcement, military, or first responder, you eat free. We're going to take a straw poll for the Republican nomination. Who do you want to run against Joe Biden? Games to Go will be there with the bouncy houses. U.S. flagpole guy Jim is going to be there giving away a flagpole. Thank you very much to Barons at Kingpins, Freedom Matters USA, Hanson Runsbold, Fargo Air Museum, Thunder Road, and Games to Go. So if you're listening to us in KTGO country, well, Come on down and have lunch with us. Yeah, it's a bit of a poke. I get it. Maybe if you're coming this way, you can stop by. We're continuing our conversation with Anthony Watts, Anthony's senior fellow at the Heartland Institute. They do so much good work on the climate debate going on in our country. We did have a call that came in on our recorded line a minute ago. Somebody wanted to add this to the conversation.
Steve and the weatherman are talking about climate change. Have them describe how carbon dioxide is the only thing that'll make plants grow proper. Thank you.
Anthony, how about that? Carbon dioxide gets a bad rap, but it's pretty important.
It is. In fact, you know, there was a time when the Earth was losing carbon dioxide. Several thousand years ago, right after the ice age, we were on the way down and we were approaching 180 parts per million. At 150 parts per million in the atmosphere, plants die. And if the plants die, the rest of the planet goes with it. So yeah, it's pretty darn important. And carbon dioxide has made our biosphere grow. NASA has documented through satellite imagery that an entire swath of the globe has grown in size in terms of being more green that's equal to the area of the United States. And this has happened over the past 30 years or so. This is greening along the Sahara, greening in the Sahel, places like that that would not normally have green plants. And it's because when increased carbon dioxide in the atmosphere happens, plants can better retain water and better make use of water. And this is why some commercial greenhouse operators inject carbon dioxide into the greenhouse. You know, they put in 2,000 or 3,000 parts per million, and it makes the plants just go like gangbusters.
Yeah. You don't read about that in the New York Times, do you? About these
nope.
changes across the globe. Very interesting. Kevin, you had a question about carbon capture that you wanted to ask Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony, you know, that seems to be a big thing around here. There's a lot of in agriculture, in refining, you know, you got to capture that carbon because they can't let the carbon go. And I don't know if they're going to send it into the earth or something. I don't know. I look at this stuff on a global level, and I'm sure China and India and Pakistan and the rest of the third world or whatever is not paying any attention to capturing any carbon. But according to those around here, we've got to play that game or we can't get a lot of things done because the green warriors in D.C. have pretty much taken over a lot of that realm. Where do you weigh in on that?
Well, carbon capture is a complete fool's errand, first of all. The technology is in its infancy, and so the amount of carbon dioxide that you can capture is minuscule compared to the amount that's produced. And then you've got the problem of storage, safe storage. You know, if you have a pressurized reservoir of carbon dioxide, and something goes wrong, you know, let's say you put it under the earth into a salt dome or something like that, you know, an oil well, whatever. You send pressurized carbon dioxide down there and something goes wrong. The cap blows off, you know, the piping goes awry or whatever. Carbon dioxide at that concentration spewing into the atmosphere can actually kill people. You know, the stuff hugs the ground. And this is what happened to Lake Nyos in Africa about 20 years ago. There was carbon dioxide at the bottom of the lake that was being held there by a pressure cap of water. And it was there naturally, and an earthquake occurred. It shook up the lake, and just like soda pop, that stuff bubbled up to the top of the lake, and it created a flowing vapor trail that killed hundreds of people in villages and killed livestock all around the lake. So putting carbon dioxide in the ground, it's stupid. Why would we want to do that? Mm. It's not going to make any difference.
Interesting perspective there. Anthony, we appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for the good work that you do. Where can people find you online and on social media?
Well, you can visit our website at climaterealism.com, where we debunk the media every day. And, of course, my website at whatsupwiththat.com. Watts like light bulb, Watts, W-A-T-T-S, whatsupwiththat.com. We also have a reference site called Climate at a Glance, where you can get arguments that you can push back with every day.
Yeah, very, very helpful. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for doing it. Really important that we have something. A lot of times people will come at you like they have all the answers, and they don't. They're just throwing something your way because they heard it somewhere. And if you've got just some simple basic facts or statistics to go back to them, maybe it's the first time they will have ever heard somebody counter the climate narrative that they're hearing everywhere else. Anthony, I appreciate your time very much. Thanks for doing this. All right, 9:55. Yeah, take care. I keep coming back to this, that America, and Doug Burgum, I thought, said it well in his speech announcing his campaign for president. America produces the energy that we and the world need cleaner, cheaper, more efficiently than anybody else. If you really care about the environment globally, you should want the United States to produce every drop of energy we can.
Period.
Good stuff. All right, hour number two, Todd Benzman, Center for Immigration Studies, talking about the border, coming up next.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA, Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Order.